Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 30, to chapter 8, verse 3. Judah has done great evil, as the Lord has told us already. They have set up their idols. They have even put the idols in the house that bears the name of the living God. They have defiled it. They have burnt their sons and daughters in the fire. Something that God really hates. Something that doesn't even enter his mind to do such an evil thing. So beware, the days are coming, says God, for I will not call it Ben Hinnom, but the Valley of Slaughter. So this place where they have burned their sons and daughters on purpose to false gods, where they have bowed down, where they have defiled the name of God and the place of God, is going to be turned into a valley of slaughter. And the dead will be buried there. There will be so many dead that there will be not enough room for them. So the people will just lie on the top of the ground, carcasses, and the birds of the air and the beast of the earth will just eat them, devour them, and there will be no one around to frighten them away. There will be an end to any sound of joy or any sound of gladness. There will be no brides or bridegrooms in Judah, for the land will be desolate. The Lord says that the bones of the kings and officials, the priests and the prophets and the people of Jerusalem are going to be taken from their graves, and they're going to be exposed to the sun and the moon and the stars in the heaven which they have served and which they have worshipped in falsehood. And they'll be lying on the ground. There will be no one there to bury them or to gather them up. They'll be like rubbish just lying on the ground for anybody to see and no one to care for. And God says that all the survivors of this evil nation prefer death to life, and so he will give it to them. And we need to make sure that we are honouring the Lord, that we have a place in his eternal kingdom. We should not be in any way associated with a valley of slaughter, for the death of the Lord's people is precious in his sight. They are not like cattle. They are not just left on the ground for carrion, as carrion, so birds and beasts can eat them. The Lord honours the death of his people, and he gives joy and gladness to them. But those who dishonour him, then they will have the opposite. They will be left without regard, without any dignity, without any respect, and all joy and gladness will be silent. Even people high up will have the same fate as those who are low down. People who worship sun and moon and all false things will get what they want. They will be exposed to them, even in death. God is warning us, and he tells us what will happen to those who do not regard him. And there will be in the end no survivors of those who hate him and who prefer death to life.